Well, good morning. It's the Pick and Flip Podcast. Hi, Knox. Hi, Jasper.
Hi.
How's it going? Late as always. Perfect timing. Right on time for us.
We're good at it. We're good at it.
Yes, that is something we are definitely good at. Coming up on today's show, we've got, I actually had a little time for Emily and I to go out and do a little shopping at the Goodwills this week. I went to try and find a very common item, and I don't know about you guys, but whenever you go looking for something, you ain't ever going to find it. And all I wanted was a dual cassette deck, that I can put right here in front of me because I've got some old tapes I want to go through. Couldn't find one. Five different Goodwills, but we found a bunch of other stuff. So
I'll get you one of those today. A dual tape deck.
No need. I eventually will. I mean,
I can get one for free out in Stillwater. I'll hit you up after the show about it. It's fine.
Don't worry about it because
I saved the listing this morning while I was on the shitter.
Then you gotta ship it and all that. Don't worry about it. I'll find one. It's not a big deal, but I've got tapes from when I was like a teenager on the radio, and I want to share them with you guys so you can laugh and laugh and laugh on the Creedence and Bishop Show.
It's of you when you were a teen.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna play that back. That's brave of you.
Oh, it's bad. But I mean, for being 15, I mean, not that bad.
You were the only one of that age that was on that. You were on a regular shift, weren't you? At that age, weren't you doing remotes? You were doing remotes when you were in high school.
Oh, absolutely, and DJing, and yeah. Anyways, enough about that. We're not on here to talk about my old radio career. Jasper, you did some shopping, I know, and also have a little story with one of your very expensive items that you found.
Yeah, it was pretty heartbreaking. Yesterday, I went to the post office and then stopped by a little small thrift store and found this really expensive water filter. It's called a Ion Ways Athena, and it's supposed to increase the alkalinity of your water. And retailed are like $2,000, and then the resale market on eBay is like $400.
That's still pretty good.
For parts, you can get them for like, or you can get $200 for them.
What'd you pay for it?
I paid $40, and then I took it in the kitchen and was going to, plug it up, make sure it worked and everything. I sat it on the counter, turned around to get everything else out the box, and it hit the floor face down and broke.
It fell off the counter?
Yeah, and landed face down right on top of the power button.
So. Oh, what was the noise you made when that happened? Did you make a noise?
Oh, silence.
Silent rage. But,
yeah, it kind of broke one of the knobs, so I decided not to even mess with it. I mean, it was kind of in rough shape anyway, but I just threw it in the... I tried to salvage the filter doors, the filter covers. There you go, Creed. These plastic covers that go over the filter, I pulled those off, and then the instruction manual enlisted those, see if I can at least recoup my $40.
But still, it's a loss of $400 no matter which way you look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that sucks. That's terrible. That's about the same feeling as I got when we bought this entire pallet, because it had a cruising cooler on it. And those of you who don't know, they actually use what look to be crappy coolers on these $900 things, but it's a cooler that has wheels. It's basically a go-kart. You sit on the cooler and drive it around, and they're $900, and it was on a...
Is it a battery operator or a gas engine?
I couldn't even tell you, because when we opened the goddamn box, it had at least a season's worth of use of a tiny little barbecue smoker inside of it, and that's what we got the pallet for. $550 pallet. Here's what we ended up with: two very nice planners we might get not close, maybe close to 100, maybe, and two chandeliers. The chandeliers are really nice. They got high retail. I mean, how fast can you sell a chandelier on Facebook Marketplace?
Got to find a buyer on that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, so we pretty screwed on that. I had to fire off an email about that and not so happy, because that was a sad one too. Archduke Franz Ferdinand, hello. And some dumbass on Twitch here, Mikey the Legend 69, says, "What's up, dudes?" Anyways, Knox, you want to start with your stuff?
Yes, and we'll get through
that. We'll do that. You want to do that?
We sure can. So my whole story begins because I went out.
I'm going to
Are you leaving for a smoke? You going to get a smoke right now?
No, I'm going to grab my stuff that I completely forgot. I was so busy setting up everything else, I forgot to grab the stuff that I got. So give me a second. You do your thing, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll do the best I can. So I saw an ad on Facebook Marketplace, as I usually start my day off, Jasper. I hop in the you know, get up in the morning, cup of coffee, might be on the John, might not be, scrolling, you know, and I save a lot of ads. And I always go directly to newly listed, because what I've noticed on Marketplace is that if it's a good item, you got to get it in the first hour that it's listed. Otherwise, you'll never get it in time because other people are trying to scoop them up too. Yeah. So I had a, this caught my attention, and I'm sure you're going to love this.
Nice.
Ventriloquist Pee-wee. Hold on. Here you go.
Hello.
So it was sending me up into the hills of upstate New York. And the problem was that the address for this place was kind of in the middle of nowhere. And this woman that was in charge of the ad. Oh, and by the way, the ad had two peewees. So I was able to get both of these guys. This is just a regular doll. And this is a ventriloquist dummy. I got them both for $25. So that's a pretty good deal. Yeah. So I'm talking to this lady on Messenger, and I asked her.
I used to have Cherry, by the way, and Pee-wee.
You should have held on to those.
And another one. Yeah, no kidding. I know.
So this woman was, she was insisting that my GPS was going to mess up and not take me to her house.
Hi, Nick.
So I eventually find her house after 20 minutes of driving and no service and no GPS.
And you pull in and see this?
I pull in and I see this. Yeah. This is off to my left. I look over and this is in, you can go to the next picture. I think I have a close up of Alice there. It's Alice in Wonderland,
by the way. And, love it.
And yeah, the guy, the husband, apparently was a creative individual or is a creative individual. He's not dead. This is all chicken wire and plaster, like plaster that he made Jesus. And like cement. So it's all chicken wire underneath these things. They look That's like they mean. Were made from wood because of the carvings on them. But yeah, she did the whole movie. I guess she loved that movie. And he made this for his wife. What a nice, nice guy. I think there's another one too after this. Is it a full size? 200
from the submarine. I love that.
Nice.
That's cool.
Cheshire Cat, right? Is that what that is? Yeah, there he is again right there. You can see that one's a little bit more. You can see it's a little rough. But he made them all out of chicken wire.
Yeah, that's pretty.
So that was kind of creepy. And this is this guy's deck. And porch Jeez. Area. He made that smoker and it loads from the back. It's like a those do not look like shit. Jeez. Come on. I just thought it was interesting because I thought this house is so cool. And it's an A-frame, as you'll see in the next photo, I think, or one of the next couple of them. But riverfront property, yeah. Bugs Bunny down by the water. He made that one. There's their house in the background. Go on to the next one, Creed. Let's see. Yep, there's an alligator. And there's a weird looking angel in front of it. That's what you see from the water when you paddle by.
That's a freaky one there. Look at the eyes.
So it's on the Battenkill River, which is a pretty famous fishing river. And that's another smoker he made.
So did you hit them up for permission to go fishing as well?
No, I wanted to, though. But I don't think that they're going to be really feeling that one. But they did have a Trump sticker on the back of their truck. And just a side note, can you guess how much that house is being listed for?
Oh God,
with the property, mind you, it's COVID season, and folks from the city are buying up upstate property like crazy.
Oh yeah, they're a good point. I mean, like I heard about RVs, you can't. They're like doubled.
Yeah, 269.
Yeah,
and he's got a half an acre on the river. It's pretty nice. But there's
Pee-wee,
big and small.
Keep in mind, no flood insurance. I bet you.
I don't think he does. No, I'm sure. I'm sure it was grandfathered because he had that forever. Mm. But there's so I got the Pee-wees, and I'm in her garage, and there was more stuff to pick. And this lady was actually right where she should have been with the prices on selling things that I was looking at. Until I finally asked some questions. This is where asking the questions starts to pay off. So I just asked her, Do you happen to have a DVD VCR combo? And she said, I do. So I bought that from her as well. I think, is that next? Well, let's just go picture by picture here. Yep, there it is. Got a magnet box, pretty clean, with the cords. No remote, though, unfortunately. And the guy wanted $7 for it. And I said, does it work? And he said, it did. I said, when did it work? He said, 6 years ago. I said, so it worked 6 years ago. He said, yeah. So I said, how does five sound? And he said, sounds good. So I got that for $5. That was a pretty good run.
Although you really do score when you get the remotes with them. That's
what, I know. And the remote for this is expensive, right, too.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
But I tested. It works great. And then I asked if they had any board games in the house, because they seemed like the type that would. And this right here.
They did.
Yeah, this is American Heritage Dogfighting. Barely used. A lot of the pieces are still on the cardboard. Really cool. 1960 is what it's from. And the pictures, you'll see in the next one, I got a picture of the planes are all still on the cardboard. Right there. So you put the planes on the map, and then there's cards that you draw when you engage each other on the board, I guess.
You know, basically. board games are one or the other. They're actually worth something, or they're not even worth a damn dime.
Or they're garbage. This one has completeds that are going for $50 on it. I was able to get a stack of four board games. Plus, I didn't give you a picture of these, Creed, but this right here is a Besto egg beater. And that thing's like a fucking Rolls Royce. Look at this thing spinning she's, real nice.
She's a beauty.
Look at that. Yeah, I mean, that's nice. Pretty cool. And I got another one. I paid $1 a piece for these. Another one. Another nice one.
I would imagine there's a market for those.
Hear that?
Yep.
Yeah. There is. This is red handle wear. So these go a little bit more. A little bit of the paint chipped on the corner. But otherwise, mechanically sound, works great. Got those, the board games. And,
I'll tell you what, with the board games, you might be the first person in history to ever use the Priority Mail packaging, the flat rate for a board game.
It's not going to fit. I would love to, but that's bigger than it looks.
Have you ever used one of those, Jasper? I haven't. Aren't they really expensive, too?
Yeah, it's always been cheaper for me just to make a box and ship it right to Priority.
But that was...
I've never...
You make the box and ship it, but you're not getting the flat rate, though, on that.
Flat rate's expensive.
The flat rate's like, what, $18, $50?
Yeah.
That's why I got to make sure it weighs like 50 pounds and you put it in. Yeah. That's how it's worth it.
Yeah, board games normally don't. So.
Yeah.
So I got this one, and I think I had the next photo is Snow White in there. Oh, here we go. So Snow White's complete. This is a little bit older. Concord Games did this one. And, you know, $25 typically. Mm-hmm. It's got all the parts. Okay, game board. I mean, it was nothing. I was hoping it was something that ended up not being when I grabbed it at first, because a lot of the times the Disney stuff goes for good money. But the box is in great shape, as you can see. Overall, all in.
Dwayne wants to know what the DVD VCR sell for it. Believe it or
that
not,
that one they've been killing it for over a year because of the hipsters. Yeah. They love them.
Is that it?
That's what it is. I don't know.
They actually have really high resale value for some reason.
I've actually picked up three DVD VCR combos in the last week. Yeah. That I don't have photos of those, but I got two Sonys, the Magnavox, and then some off brand one.
Well, what do you think you're going to get out of the Magnavox without the remote?
Without the remote, 40 plus shipping, so $50 probably. That's bad. Incredible. I got $5 in it, and I tested it, and it works. So that's pretty cool, but. Pretty solid day. And now I was telling Creed, I have to set aside time this weekend to get off my ass and get my listing done. Cause everything's piling up. Like we mentioned before, it starts piling up and you can't get it up and sold. Does nothing while it's sitting doing nothing.
Yeah. So. I've spent the past 2 days listing off of piles that have been set to the side.
I haven't listed anything.
How wonderful, side note, is the button that says sell one like this that came up.
I don't use that very often.
You know, you save so much time.
I've also heard a lot of horror stories of people not changing some stuff. And,
well, there's that
on there. Yeah. You gotta be careful.
You gotta look over everything really careful.
Knox, you don't list on mobile, do you? You're on a computer.
No, I do off my phone. It's all on my phone.
All right. Well, that's kind of cool because there are things that come up from time to time of people that only list on their phone.
It's getting more popular now.
that, but there's a lot of problems too, though, with that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you cut and paste someone else's work and they're off by one model number, or if it's
now beyond that, there's certain things that are clicked and certain things in the background that end up. I'll have to re-educate myself before we go down that road, but we'll talk about that at some point.
Like, because mean like the automatic international shipping if you don't unclick it kind of thing, that kind of stuff? Yeah.
And then how about even when you relist things or change anything, when you go in on a PC and then you get nailed for selling, say, like Fujifilm, and you get a Vero strike when you didn't even press it. Or how about this? When there's no warnings of selling teeth whitening kits, you cannot sell in France, and they will take your thing down and slap you on the wrist and give you a restriction.
See, I think that is something that comes along more with what you deal with more than the individual items like I do.
Well, it does, probably. But you'd be very surprised about some of the things that you can't ship international. And again, they like to throw that on there, whether you click it or not.
How much do you do international?
Well, I do the global shipping program. Jasper and I, we butt heads on this one.
I've done global shipping, and it's just
there's a program
to ship it myself.
So let's break that down really quick.
But this is all volume. Global shipping makes sense if you're doing volume on something, right?
Hold on just a second. Let's have this conversation real quick about the global shipping program. Before we move on to something else, I want to break down your numbers, though, on what we just showed. So global shipping program is where you basically you put your item up for sale, whether it's free shipping or not. eBay tax on all the fees, all the import charge. They take care of everything international. All you got to do is get it to their place in Kentucky. You're basically selling it to eBay. And they
ship it to them, and then they get rid of it, right?
Yep. And then they take care of it. They take care of all the customs fees. They take care of all the tracking, the international tracking that used to be an absolute nightmare and still is for some countries. So Jasper does it straight up. I do it through the global shipping program, so I have no worry whatsoever. I don't have to print out any of the customs forms. I don't have to fill out any of that. No, I basically don't even have to worry about customers either that have any issue. I can say that's done through the global shipping program. You got to contact eBay about that, basically. Mm-hmm. Cause they don't even really give you, past when it makes it to Kentucky and they're handling it. You don't even have to look at it. But Jasper, you said you have really good luck though, like with international stuff. Like I remember now way back, I used to have problems with things getting held up in customs and people, you know, where's my order at, you know?
Yeah, I've rarely had that issue.
Sounds like a Creed issue. It's a Creed issue.
Yeah.
I'm lucky, I guess. I don't know.
I've shipped plenty of things overseas I used global shipping for a little while. The main reason I quit, because I was actually losing sales because it costs so much more for the customer.
Oh my God, a ton. Like they tack on so much
for me to ship it myself.
But here's the thing, I keep on turning it off, and I swear to God, it comes back on with any Vicks or NyQuil or anything. It gets snatched at the border, and then they refund the people, and I keep the money. So, I mean, I can't. Oh, who's getting arrested?
I think that's in my front of my house.
Yeah, I just don't like dealing with all that. Back in the day, Canadian shipping even was a pain because, you know, things can get held up at customs. You have no idea. Plus, a lot of people don't understand about them having to pay the customs fees. And then, you know, because don't they get billed when it comes to them?
Yeah, they have to pay before they pick it up from customs.
So, you know, some people don't realize that. That was a nightmare. But maybe things are a little different. I don't know.
My biggest issue with shipping it myself was people asking me to put it down as a gift or
friends and family, whatever it is.
Yeah, or the cheaper.
Essentially, yeah.
Like make it a lot cheaper than what it really is, so they wouldn't have to pay fees.
Then they don't have to pay the customs fees. Good morning, Shannon. I didn't like to deal with all of that. It gets very confusing. There's international shipping that doesn't even exist as far as tracking in some countries. So, I mean, how do you, I mean, if somebody buys a high-end item from you to a country that you're going to ship it and you don't even have, you know, end-to-end tracking, how do you deal with that these days? I mean, how do you cover yourself is what I'm saying. That's one of my biggest fears is that.
Well, I mean, it's definitely a risk. I guess I've been lucky, which I don't ship as much international as I used to.
Yeah. I agree with you with losing the sales. But I'd rather lose those sales than to have to deal with most of that. The amount of scamming, the amount of idiots, the amount of stupid questions from buyers on eBay alone, just in the U.S., is very hard to keep up with. So I can't imagine adding a barrier of language between that as well. That's another. I don't know.
Yeah. I think a lot's got to do too. With, you know, I was shipping international before they even started global shipping. So it's just kind of what I'm used to.
Yeah, you're already used to it. I get that. Don't you think, though, if you run into a couple of pretty big snafus, you'll probably end that? Or are you just going to kind of suck it up?
Well, you know, with the new eBay managed payments, you can't do global shipping right now.
Yeah. How about all the errors? Did you ever get past that late last night? Because yesterday afternoon, eBay was down. The server was down a few times. I had to click through to find different things. Knox, before I forget, so with your buys.
Yeah, I was writing these down, just figuring it before you, because you mentioned it when I come back to it. So all right, on the Peewees, all right, mm-hmm. So all in for this whole order, I'm in for $40 for all of it.
Oh.
Okay. Peewees, nice. The big one, I think it'll probably go from anywhere from 35 to 50, depending on the buyer. Mm-hmm. Little one, probably 25 to 30. So that's let's just say $80 right there. Magnavox 50. So now we're up to 100. Mm-hmm. The board game with the planes and the dog fighting, probably $40. So there's 140. Snow White 25. There's 125. And for the two mixers, I would say $10 a piece on those. So now we're up to 140. And I actually have $5 in hand and a pie, an apple pie on the way, because what I forgot to mention was that I picked up a Pampered Chef apple peeler. And one of the guys that works here that I work with is a part-time cattle auctioneer. Uh-huh. And his wife likes to make apple pies. So he bought that from me for $5 and a pie when she makes
it. It's funny that you say that one group, Jasper, that we're in, the sad and stolen and whatever items group. Did you see the Pampered Chef thing that came up today? Were you scrolling through? Did you see that by any chance?
No, I didn't see that this morning.
All right. Well, it's a meat tenderizer, and I'm going to try and find it
you. Was it used to kill somebody with, and they still have it? Please give it back to them.
No, but that just reminded me. I'm going to shoot a couple of when Jasper does his stuff, I'm going to shoot a couple pictures over. We will revisit both of those.
Here's the meat tenderizer that my abusive parents smashed my fingers with.
No,
when I was a bad child.
You'll enjoy it.
Overall, $40 in, I say close to 200 out. I think that was a pretty good flip.
Can't ask for anything better than that.
And I've got a list of estate sales to hit tomorrow. So once again, not spending time on listing and buying more as usual.
Well, that's
Oh, now, and I sold one last comment. I did sell over the past week. One of the VCRs that I had grabbed up for free back in March with the remote was a Magnavox VCR, shitty one, not a very nice VCR, but commanded a high price. I got $50 for it plus shipping.
Not bad.
Zero invested. That made up for do you guys use an app to figure out your profits? Do you use like eProfit or anything?
I don't I have eProfit. Yeah.
You have that one, Jasper?
Yeah, I'll do it to help me decide if I should buy something.
Sometime. It's a great tool. Great tool. Look it up on your app store. Basically, it gives you all the fields. So item cost, item sell price, shipping, and then it figures out your fees and everything else. It's fairly accurate. It'll bring you in within a couple bucks of what but it tells you percentage-wise what your return on investment is, or what your actual profit is. So Creed. On the Yep, that's it. Yeah, he's not Creed, there you go. See it?
Punching everything. Oh, yeah. You showed me that.
Yeah. So it does. It'll tell you what you're going to pay on average to fees to eBay and PayPal. And then you can figure out if it's a good idea or not. So my $0 VCR had a return of 238%.
I mean, that's.
And I made $7 on the shipping. So that was cool, too.
Not bad at all.
Win. I need to do like 5 of those a week and I'll be filthy rich.
Yeah, well, hey, it is what you put into it, right?
Yeah, technically.
I'm trying to plug in this damn laptop before it dies. All right, Jasper, you want to jump over to yours? I'm going to pull up some pictures. You got?
Yeah, I got some souls to share. You know, what you just said about what you put into it. And my sales have been pretty slow, but the past 2 days I've been listing nonstop. And like when I woke up this morning, I had 11 packages to pack. So
we've always talked about
the more
that.
You list, the more you sell.
And it's true. And during these months, for some reason, I used to run hard. And then during the summer months, I literally just like last year took off basically like 3 months, didn't buy anything, didn't list anything, just kind of rode off of what listings I had. It's nice to be able to do that. And you got to once in a while, you kind of got to, because you got to
burn out,
you got to let stuff sell through. But I guess it's a conspiracy theory that I really feel deep down inside. I feel is absolutely true about eBay. If you list 5 to 10 items per day and you keep that going for quite a while and don't break that rule, your sales will skyrocket.
Because they're putting you in front of people.
I feel as if the more active that you are, because we've always talked about this, Jasper, we've talked about this numerous times, where what you just said, when you were listing yesterday, you sold a few things and it's been dead. You know, it happens all the time. You know, you even if you haven't been actively listing, you put a couple things up and man, they always seem, it's almost like they're throwing you a bone for working. It really is. Yeah. And another thing that I've noticed, and this is just me being crazy, but when I'm somewhere and I'm scanning a bunch of stuff, I swear to God, within an hour, I'll get a sale. It seems.
What is my, I do a lot of sales in my sleep as well.
Y'all need to let Jasper talk. Creed and Knox keep talking over him or cutting him off. Oh, calm down. Oh, somebody sold something.
He just got money. Love it. All right, so yeah. Jasper, continue on. I'm sorry. We're obviously talking all over you and cutting you off.
Sorry. I'll shut up now.
I might just have a delay or something. Wrong one.
This is you.
All right, this is a Nintendo Game Boy Advance. I bought two of them from a little thrift store in Rockingham. I didn't know if they worked or not. I paid $10 a piece. This one did actually work. I sold it without a charge or anything overnight for $89.95 free shipping. I don't know why the value on these have come up so high. I thought I might have got I might get $40 or $50. I didn't think I'd get $90.
Is it a colored screen?
Yeah.
It's a small retro vintage, I guess. I mean, is that pretty old or
I can't remember when these came out. It's a couple of Game Boys ago, you know, a few Game Boys ago. I think that came out right after the Game Boy Color, maybe.
Interesting. Hey, that's something. So. What else you got? Show the man some photos, Creed. Come on, producer.
Oh no, he's pulling them up.
I'm doing it myself. That's my fault.
Sorry.
Somebody's a big baller. Got 3 of those.
He's got 3 kids.
That makes sense.
Oh yeah.
That was it.
This is
a pour over. Oh yeah.
Holder for a coffee maker. I think the whole coffee maker was like $4.99. It was missing the carafe. Is that how you say that? Carafe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
$4.99.
Oh, it's a Bodlum Bistro. Yeah, it's a good
one. I bought it planning on parting it out anyway. But then when I got home and plugged it up, the main unit didn't work. So I just trashed it. And this is just one of the parts sold for $49.95.
Would you pay for the unit?
$4.99.
$5.
I actually might have. I think I took a $40 offer on that. Never mind.
That name I didn't even know about, but I've got probably 20 kettles that you plug in
Yeah, you guys got a bunch of those. I saw those when you were unloading one of your pallets. You have a million of those of the pour over kettle. You heat it up and you pour the water in.
Yeah. Yeah, and they have a really good they actually have a really good sell through on eBay of like between $30 and $40 just for that alone. While you're pulling up your next one, here is the thing from that. This is from the Pampered Chef. That is a meat tenderizer.
That looks like a butt plug. Not going to lie.
And I didn't realize this in the comments, but they classify Pampered Chef as an MLM, you know, like Mikey's family's into, you know, the pyramid scheme stuff.
It is, but it's not like, I mean, I would put Pampered Chef ahead of like Herbalife or the places are like,
I mean, you know, Mary Kay
Cutco Knives, Mary Kay and Pampered Chef are probably in the same realm because their people actually do.
Yeah.
Make money on them and they don't get, you know, murdered on inventory.
Broken for parts or repair.
Yeah, this is the other Game Boy Advance that I got with that deal. I paid $10 for this one also, and it ended up not working. It wouldn't charge or power on or anything. So I listed it broken as is, parts or repair, and it sold pretty much instantly for $49.95.
Wow. Someone knows something you don't.
Must be.
I always worry when that happens.
Yeah, that's typically somebody that's just going to screw you.
Yeah, I haven't had any problems yet.
Do they have like one feedback next to their name?
Look at that nice. You. Look at that nice thing that Mikey.
No, they had plenty of. I think it's somebody who.
Can you see it? It's so small.
Unboxing, Amazon unboxing.
Yeah, that's from yesterday. So if you missed that, go check it out. Emily and I went through a. An entire what they call a coffin box, and it was pretty fun. A lot of full metal.
This is a,
how do you say that?
Alchemist, full metal alchemist. There's some anime cartoon, Japanese cartoon. This is just a four soundtracks, movie and game soundtracks, CDs
on the CD,
$1 a piece for the CDs, and got $39.95.
Free shipping.
Yeah.
Free shipping.
He's usually an asshole and tax on shipping on everything, even super expensive stuff.
I do on expensive stuff because expensive stuff's normally heavier, but anything I can ship first class, I'll normally ship for free.
Yeah. Oh, aren't you nice? Mayhem family once sold Pampered Chef. Not surprised there, you guys.
Pampered Chef, listen, their pizza stones and some of their items really are solid. I mean, like I've never seen a Pampered Chef piece of garbage before. Like,
I scanned a Pampered Chef. It was just a it was at the Goodwill. I looked it up because I do know that some of it does have. It was a crock, a small crock. I don't know what the hell you did with it, but it was missing the lid. So
yeah, I didn't grab it. The stoneware does relatively well. You see a lot of it. I'm seeing more of that coming on, too. What is this?
This is a Canon 35 millimeter camera, not a digital, just regular 35 millimeter camera, but it was sealed in the box. And pretty much anytime I see something sealed in the box, it's usually worth looking up.
Oh, absolutely. New old stock. You know, that reminds me, do you remember those cameras that we were looking for? Were they Carl Zeiss lenses or something that like that? They were really cheap. Bell and Howell or something like, do you remember those, Jasper? Yeah. I was getting them out of Columbia.
Yeah.
They were garbage. I mean, they're throwaway like little cameras, and they
anything with Zeiss glass though is good.
Yeah, they. I don't know why they did it, but they put in a very good, respected lens in these very cheap cameras that they were using to print names on, like, you know, they were literally giveaways for like corporate events and stuff. And there was a store in Columbia that I found a crapload of them. They were gift wrapped, and. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, they were like 30, 40 bucks a piece. I was paying like a dollar for them, and they were an unlimited supply for a long time. Oh, that's crazy. But yeah, anything you see new and sealed, one of the best bolos I think that Jasper's ever thrown my way that I didn't know about are those damn Sony Walkmans, the cassette Walkmans. Man, if you ever find one of those sealed, holy crap.
Oh, sealed. Yeah. Yeah. They go for a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sealed, brand new, a lot. But, hey, 60 bucks on a crappy
I took a $49 offer on that. But
either way, that's still
what you have in it?
I paid $10.
All right.
Yeah, a little high. That's good, though. That's good profit. Jesus. Not bad at all.
I got two more.
Yeah, you had a, is this all sales this week or in the past day or so?
Yeah, it's all like the past couple of days.
Yeah, you did pretty good. Pretty damn good, I'd say. Oh.
This is a Zebra label printer, thermal mm-hmm. label printer. I got this at the Creed's favorite place, the Florence Flea Market, for $10.
Yeah. Miss all them people out
no
there.
No power supply or anything. But I took a $75 offer on that this morning.
There's no guarantee that it works either.
Yeah, there's no guarantee, but I think I put in the description that I'd guarantee it. Like, I don't know that it, or I said it was pulled from a working environment, which isn't really true. I don't know, but I took my chance. If something's wrong with it, I'll.
Do you have a no returns policy?
No, I'm pretty good, especially with stuff that I don't test. If somebody says something's wrong with it, I'll take it back.
So there you go. If you want to screw somebody over, head over there.
Ain't that something?
That's a good debate to have sometime. Is Zebra really better than Dymo as far as label printers? Because some people really love Zebra compared to, like, I got the Dymo Label Writer 450 Turbo, and I love mine.
Yeah, I hear the Zebras are a pain to set up, too.
Well, the Dymo is kind of a, as a matter of fact, I still get texts and calls once in a while from mom and dad because they that sometimes it'll reset, you know, in a really small print.
I have a Rolo mm-hmm. that I picked up. I like the Rolo.
Yeah. Is it a thermal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a bunch I actually did a bunch of research. I was looking at the Dymo. Dymo prices, you know what was wild about Dymo for a long time? If you went into an Office or a Staples or Office Depot, any other one.
Oh my
one
God,
that will, like, you know, price match guarantee. 30. You walk in there, everything is insanely inflated in that store. It's you so find bad. One at Walmart for a quarter of the price, and you show it to them at the register. They'll give it to you for that low price.
Will they?
Off your phone.
But see, I don't even bother because I get mine five or six at a time for $20. It's shipped out of up near Greenville, South Carolina, so I get it really quick. I think it's $20. $23, yeah, five rolls of labels, yeah.
But you have the small printer, right? You don't do the big. You don't do a 4x6.
No, yeah, I do the.
Yeah, mine prints 4x6s. That's a big one.
Yeah.
The one that all the YouTubers are pushing right now.
But you know what? Here's the thing about Rolo, and then we'll move on. If your address does not jive with the postal service, as far as like you existing on a map for your address, and a lot of places don't, good luck. Cause that I had that problem because I live where I work. My address is a business address as well as a residential address. Cause there's like 15 different people that live here that use this address. So the post office was like impossible to deal with. And then what I do instead is I use it for UPS. And I can save money on UPS shipping, and I will.
That's a deal, John. That's a case real good. 48 4x6 Amazon Basics labels at old Bargain Ben's for $5. That's a Bargain Ben's is a what we've discussed before, what we call a bin store. That's a hell of a deal. So some Waterford Crystal for $100. I like that. Where'd you get that at?
Yeah, I found this at Goodwill for. $450 or $499.
That would slip through the ropes. There.
Now,
I was like, I was like, Waterford Crystal, and I looked at it and I said, there's no way this isn't broke. And I opened it up and there wasn't a crack on it. Wow. And it went in my buggy or my cart pretty quick.
Don't you get scared shipping glass?
Yeah, but this is like, has its own, you know, it's designed where it fits right into the styrofoam. And then I wrapped the box. It has another piece of styrofoam that goes on top of that, and then I wrap the box in bubble wrap.
Do you bump the shipping up to priority regardless, just to get the insurance? Or
yeah, well, I mean, priority shipping is 9 times out of 10 is usually cheaper anyway. I don't know why that is now, but a lot of times I have people who choose parcel, and I can actually ship it cheaper priority.
Oh, that parcel is so weird. I don't understand why that's even offered. I mean, it's within pennies. I mean, it's so weird. Cool. Well, those are some pretty damn good scores. You had a nice little week.
You killed it.
Yeah.
Scores. I mean, that was, you just showed us, you did like $600 in sales in like 3 days.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
That's phenomenal.
That's the way it works for me. I won't have many sales for like a week. It'll be something, a thing here, a thing there. And then I'll spend 2 days listening to stuff and sell $1,000 worth in a couple of days.
I pick on Emily because she calls it a buggy. A buggy.
Wait, you pick it's on me too. That's why I corrected myself.
It's a buggy.
It's a cart.
I agree. You know, in the, I think it's the Midwest, they call them trolleys.
They do.
Yeah, now that one's weird. Buggy is too. There is the let me get the sad.
Is that the smoker?
That is the smoker.
Are you gonna keep that smoker and use it?
I would guess at this point that there isn't even all the pieces there.
I mean,
listen, it was supposed to be a $900 cruising cooler.
Who made the smoker?
I have no idea. I was so disgusted. We closed the box, threw it in, and left. That was the last thing we were going through, and it was 105,000 degrees.
I want to talk to you about that smoker later.
Why do you want to? It's a cheap piece of shit smoker. I'm telling you, I don't even.
Is think it it's cheap? It's not a good
it's
one.
It's from Finger Hut. What do you think?
It was shit when they bought it. It's shit now.
Oh, I took a picture of this Speedy sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was in there. Yeah, State Fair, Salamita's Speedy sauce. If you've never put that on chicken, let me tell you.
The chicken sauce is incredible.
It will change your world. You like the Cornell-style chicken sauce. I like the Speedy. I'm more along the Speedy. I know you like the Cornell chicken, but
I'm the State Fair guy.
That's a discussion we can have some other time. That's a picture of the pallet that we got for $550 that again it was just a couple of planters.
Now, just looking at that, if I walked up to that pallet, and I know nothing about buying them obviously, but I wouldn't buy that thing. It looks like crap. It doesn't look promising.
Look down on that. He was getting a ride-on cooler too.
I bought it for the ride-on cooler. I would normally I would never buy brown box stuff that I have no idea what it is, but these are supposed to be manifested, number one. So you know exactly what you've got on there. And the manifest was not provided after the auction. It was a live auction. The cruising cooler is right there, was right there on the corner. And that's why we bought it. So, I mean, you know, listen, when you buy, even if a $900 item is used and abused and or broken, there is a lot of value there, you know. Be honest with you, the down there in the corner, the long box, that's a really nice outdoor gazebo that has the nice stuff on it. They what would you call those, curtains or whatever, the sides to it,
walls.
But anyways, yeah, so that was that. That was a nice.
But did you open that one up though?
What,
the gazebo, is it complete?
The frame's messed up, but I think I'll be able to fix that. This I sent over to Jasper. This is pretty funny. Somebody selling a pair of Beats by Dre for $200. Well, look a little closer and see what's the problem with this Facebook Marketplace post.
I have to look real this way.
You'll see.
It took me a second too.
It took me a second too. I was reading through it.
And I'm looking.
The person says, "Purchase wrong pair. My loss, your gain."
Impeccable. Well, first of all, they're in a bathroom stall, there, so that's a problem.
And do you see that they're taking a dump at the moment with their pants around their ankles?
They sure are. I got the pants up awful high. My pants are down by my ankles when I'm in the bathroom. I don't keep them around my knees. That's just asking for trouble.
In a public bathroom, though, you kind of got to ride them a little high, no?
What if you piss your balls, dude? And you end up peeing your pants.
Not the right show to talk about that.
Sorry. My bad.
Jesus Christ. You and Mikey need to do a interview show. All right. Let me show you what I got.
That was not that bad.
Not too bad. Here's one that I bought for myself because I like stupid things. This is a snow globe, but as you can see, there's a golf ball, and you got to get the golf ball on the tee. And the problem with it, actually, you can see it in the camera right now, how big the golf ball looks at the moment.
It's look, a magnified glass.
Yeah. See how big it looks.
Yeah.
But then if it goes over to the other side, it's tiny. I have not gotten it yet. We messed around with it quite a bit.
And, what'd you pay for that?
$1.99.
Did you dicker them down?
It's at the Goodwill. No, they don't dicker too well at the Goodwill.
They dicker at the Goodwill. You have to ask.
Not at ours. They don't.
What do you remember, ask? Was it the actual Goodwill?
Yes. Yeah, we got a crap load of really good Goodwills. The thing is, if you walk up there and there's no price on it, they ain't even going to sell it to you. There ain't no dickering about crap at our Goodwills. I can tell you that.
They're not even really. Yeah, I love their false advertising with the name. They bought the right name for that company. You got a bug assault? That is awesome.
Factory sealed.
You're going to sell that or keep it? Because they're still pretty damn cool.
I have no use for it. But we paid, I think, $7 for it.
Oh, my God. I'll buy that from you for seven.
$7, factory sealed. Yeah, they're pretty neat. Explain
have you seen
what
the
it
videos?
Is. If people don't know what it is, explain what it is.
Oh, yeah. So you put table salt in that gun, and it operates like a shotgun. So as it loads, it'll you cock it and it will portion an amount of salt into the chamber, and you shoot at a fly with it, and it vaporizes the fly from where it is. It's just bug juice all over the wall, basically. So it's like it's the same as having a close range shotgun blast, but for bugs. And they're great. They do a great job. They will kill. They'll put grains of salt into the brain of a bug, you know. So like. They work great on look at that. A cookie jar?
Yep.
What year?
I have no idea.
What'd you pay for that lovely thing?
I don't see a date on the bottom. I don't know much.
Is it Optimus Prime? It is Optimus Prime, right?
It was $4.99. And the comps are, if I'm not mistaken, when I looked real quick, they're around $75. It could be
nice
wrong.
Job.
Yeah, it was a nice score. I'm telling you, we did really well the other day.
You're making me want to get out to the Goodwill today.
I actually got, I even got a few things for myself. I got there is a chip on this.
But it's no longer $75.
So, yeah.
Now it's a $40 piece of shit.
$40 paper rate.
It's still that's not too bad.
Nah, you don't even see it.
Put a sticker on it or something and cover it up.
Put a Goodwill price tag of $1.99 on it. Really piss somebody off. Yeah, I got a couple of things for outdoors we found too. But my best thing is, and hi Hope.
Just ignore everything going on behind me.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So on the stand, and they are the tiny little bows. You know, I like to collect bows,
satellites. Yeah.
Yeah. Only three of them, which is kind of weird.
They come five to a set, right? Was that the Acoustimass 6? I think it's the
Acoustimass. I don't even know. I haven't even really, to be honest with you, I haven't taken the time to look. And they're just going in my ridiculous collection of all bows that I have. I don't ever sell bow stuff for some reason.
That's hot stuff.
You never let me sell it.
Those,
you never let me sell bow stuff either.
That's true.
Remember when I used to walk around the flea market and I'd find something bows, and if he saw it, he'd be like, "Yeah, hey, put it in the back of my trailer." Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah.
You just have like boxes of Bose speakers?
Yeah. I got a ton of Bose speakers. I've got a ton of those, the big subwoofer / whatever they are. I got a bunch of them all around here. Lots of speakers. So anyways, yeah, that was a nice little find for me. Those I tried to get. Speakers are tough, man. For some reason, our Goodwills anyways, they will, they will charge you per speaker. Not for the pair. And every once in a while, if you do it right, they'll just charge you for one, you know, for the price for the pair. Mm-hmm. These cost me $6 a piece. Can't complain about that. $18 for three things plus. So we're good. I'm happy about that. Anyway, so yeah, that's my little finds. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. Oh, Emily found a ramen noodle.
Sweatshirt,
which is kind of cool, and something else for her Poshmark. But yeah, so those were my big finds.
Are her Poshmarks picking up? She doing pretty well with that?
No, I tell you what, we're really bad at balancing our time, and it's something that I'm working on. You know, we gotta start. We're like Facebook Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace, and then, you know, we're 5 weeks now at the flea market, which is going incredibly well, like enough for her and I just to live on, just off of selling one day at a flea market kind of thing. Like if we wanted to work one day, we could. I mean, it has been really, really good. So then we're buying for both. And then I don't list on eBay. She doesn't do anything on Posh. We barely doing, you know, listing new stuff on Marketplace. So it's just a matter of, we got to figure out our time. You know, we got to figure out each day. That Poshmark stuff, I would never in a million years be able to do that. That is so centered around more her age. You have to share and like, and there's a lot to it. If you don't, and you don't keep active on there, it's crickets. But when she's sitting there sharing, and I guess you don't subscribe, but you like their,
you follow and like, yeah,
and follow their life. Yeah. You know, and it's a lot of that Instagram type stuff, you know.
Have you looked on there at the stuff they have for sale for guys on Poshmark?
I have not, never, no.
I tell you what, now I used to crap on Poshmark. My ex was all over it, and she used to sell and buy on it. And I actually bought a pair of Sorel boots for her for Christmas on there that were really nice. The guy stuff they have on there, if you look under the men's section, Creed, you'll be blown away by the stuff you can get for, you know, if you want some lightly used sneakers for not a whole lot of money, or flannel shirts. Like, I know, you know, I love my flannels. Oh, so yes, I'm all over the flannel shirts.
No, you love your flannels.
Yes, I do.
No, I've never done that. I tried Mercari. Is that how you say it? I tried that one time before I realized that they don't like businesses on there. They don't like,
right? So why people, even have it?
They don't like people listing multiple things.
They just want someone who,
it's weird,
gets to work with their hot glue gun and some popsicle sticks.
No, that's more Etsy.
That's Etsy.
Yeah, that's Etsy. But yeah, and a lot of people talk about making money on Mercari. But I don't know how you do it. I guess you got to list like one or two things at a time, and I don't know. That was no good. But my Bonanza is still strong. You ever heard of Bonanza, Knox?
You guys didn't get into this last time. You said you were going to talk about it, and we never did. Yeah, so that can be our final topic today, is Bonanza. Yeah,
we got about five more minutes. We can talk about Bonanza. I use Bonanza because their wording of their laws, if you will, are not extremely strict about dates. eBay looks at a Best Buy date as the same as an expiration date, basically. I don't know how you guys feel out there in the audience. I know how I feel about things that are out of date. I know that I've seen firsthand people just make up dates and put them on things. I mean, you know, that, not to get too into it, but I mean, you're allowed to, there's not really heavy restrictions on dates is what I'm saying.
Jasper, how far back the Best Buy date do you eat something?
Depends on what it is.
It depends on what it is. Yeah.
I've had year out beef jerky and it's fine. I mean, yeah.
Beef jerky is good for a long time.
Chips are pretty good. I mean, if you don't open the bag, if there's no holes, chips can be go for quite a while. The chocolate that we get for 10 for a dollar, the Rite Aid chocolate, is usually a few months. Most of it is good if it hasn't
started turning white yet.
Yeah, that's when it gets that. You get that. Yeah, that's when you get, like, I opened up a Toblerone the other day. I like Toblerones for some reason. I'm weird. That's
different, though. The Toblerone white stuff is different than the white stuff on other chocolate.
Yeah, you know what else we get a lot of are the Lindor lint truffle, the little balls. You ever eat those?
Yep.
They're expensive, but we can get those bags for like a quarter. You want to watch those when they're out, because that chocolate goes bad real quick.
My colitis is not a fan of those. But go on with the Bonanza. How does this work?
So Bonanza, I started using as like my clearance center, and I would put the premiums that I get out of the Rite Aid health and beauty aid stuff, which is my main gig on eBay. I would take the good stuff. A lot of the supplements, a lot of the big Muscle Milk and stuff like that, that's powder. I mean, It doesn't go bad for a very, very long time. So a lot of that I'd put up, but anything that I'd get, a lot of the male enhancement, the muscle building pills, the, you know, all that different kind of stuff that I get, I'd put up on there. I just recently sold 7 or 8 boxes of Excedrin, including some of the coveted migraine. And apparently that's still a thing with Excedrin. We had to track that one down, didn't we, Jasper? The Excedrin thing, try to figure out why $40 for one thing of a bottle of Excedrin. They just, I guess there was a manufacturing issue and it slowed down. That was right before COVID. Yeah, John has zero problem selling K-Cups past their Best Buy dates. You had no problem buying some from me, I know, in the past.
Doesn't Excedrin have like an amphetamine in it? I think it's
got caffeine. Yeah, it's got caffeine. I know that. But anyways, there was a shortage on them. I think I sold 8 boxes for a couple of small ones, and that I think 8 total for $80. I sell some muscle milk on there, you know. So, but believe it or not, sales were really strong, especially during the thing. Have you had much action, Jasper? Do you cross list? Is your whole eBay up on there, or did you just continue that?
Well, I kind of put it on pause after that issue I had the other week. But Knox, basically the way it works is if you got an eBay store and you want to sell on Bonanza, you sign up for Bonanza and it'll import your whole eBay store to Bonanza. So
what happens when somebody buys it on both at the same time?
Well, what it's supposed to do is if somebody buys it on Bonanza, it automatically pulls it off of eBay. If somebody buys it on eBay, it automatically pulls it off Bonanza. The problem is it can take a couple hours for that to happen. So I sold Microsoft Office on eBay, and then someone bought it on Bonanza a couple hours later, and I didn't have it because I just already sold it on eBay.
We're happy about that.
I just refunded it, but I mean, it's a pain to cancel an order on Bonanza, but you also don't have the penalties you would for canceling an order on eBay.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize that you can, any canceled items, you never want to cancel an item on eBay.
How are the fees?
I don't know about you, Jasper, but mine are outrageous because I've got it bumped all the way to the top. I mean, they it's a sliding scale. It's kind of weird how they do it.
Choose your percentage and you'll get more exposure based on your percentage. Bonanza also, stuff on Bonanza pops up on Google like more than it would if it was, you know, eBay stuff would.
There's pluses and minuses.
Yeah, you like when I was doing it, you get a 1 or 2 sales a month maybe, but it's kind of like free money. You just have to watch that. If it sells on Bonanza, make sure you take it off eBay. If it sells on eBay, make sure you take it off Bonanza.
Couple of downfalls for that. I've got it set all the way up to potentially 30%. It all depends on how many ad buys or how much it costs them. So you kind of got to trust them as far as that go. I'd say I average 15 to 20% just basically for them, which is fine if they're going to get it out there for me and sell it. But sales are very, very slow typically outside of COVID. Believe it or not, I'll break that down at some point. We can go through that and look. Bonanza is good, but you can't expect that you're going to get a lot. And the other thing is, the only way that I ever know is I have to check every single day because they don't have an app. They don't email you unless you pay them for a subscription, basically. And that's kind of crazy. Like, I have to wait to get a weird number on a PayPal notification, and then like, ooh, sold something on there, I guess. John said Zantac is going for crazy prices since the FDA took it off the market. However you say that word is generic name for it. I've actually got some put back, and I know on eBay it's an instant
it's causing cancer. You shouldn't be selling it at all.
Yeah, you know, people like their product. Listen, I mean, last cigarettes.
I heard cause Keith cancer, was still selling it on eBay.
Really?
Yeah.
And I've seen some posts about that. I think it's banned. So, yeah, and that reminds me. I had a couple of accidental prescription things that I found that weren't supposed to be in my liquidation boxes. Do you remember those, Jasper? I sent you the pictures.
Yeah, I remember you. We were trying to go over if it was worth the risk.
Trying to figure it out. I mean, we're talking about like in the thousands.
Yeah.
Like 1,200, 1,300 for this medication.
What was it?
I don't remember. I'll have to find it. I'll come across. I still have a few. I've actually got a few behind me that I found as well that are way, way up there. But, well, I'm going to have to look into the Zantac thing and see. I would imagine I can get away with it on Bonanza, but I don't know. Anyways, I got Cheesecake Factory to go eat. Don't be jealous.
I love the sound of the door in the background, by the way. It's fantastic.
What? Oh, what? His door? Welcome. Bring it in the groceries.
Stepson. That was stepson's door.
You're so helpful.
All right, boys.
Good to see you guys.
Been fun. Hopefully we'll figure out a time now that Jasper's going back to work. Your time is off, huh?
Yeah, I'll have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday off.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out.
That's pretty much the only time I'll be available.
One thing about this, you'll never know. Hey, if you want to see Knox like this, and then me like this, you can't do those late night stuff anymore. No, we'll figure it out. One thing I want to say about the Pick and Flip podcast, we don't have a set time for when we go live or a set day, but we will tell you ahead of time, make sure that you know and stuff. We'll figure it out. Kind of on a sliding scale as far as when we go live. And I am working a deal to try to get some more, like what I got behind me, another coffin box. Might pop up with another live unboxing this weekend. We'll see.
All right.
Yeah. So that's about it. All right. Tonight on the Creedence and Bishop Show, we're doing an interview with a special effects artist, which would be kind of cool in the horror genre. So that'll be around, I think, 8:30 tonight. No lottery. Bishop did that yesterday.
You win?
So, I remember. Not much. Nothing too much. I think he won. I think I lost. I think I only had like $5 or nothing. I think only $5. That was a bad
day. Now, listen. Next week on the Pick and Flip podcast, we got to make sure we give Jasper more time, apparently.
Yes, because Emily said... we talk all over him.
So. I actually think I have a delay or something. I think that might be the issue.
Nah, it's just us.
Were we talking too much? I thought we were okay today. Was that bad?
I think she's just being sensitive.
It's the damn Yankees trying to keep the Southerner quiet.
That's it.
Right. That's what it is. You people in your buggies.
go stuff your wife with some cheesecake.
Take a minute. And please run over to the CB Radio Show page, also on YouTube, Creedence and Bishop Show on YouTube, and watch the live unboxing. You'll enjoy it.
And check out anchor.fm if you get a chance.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we got the approval from whoever's on the CB Radio Show account. Thank you. Hi, Hope. I like to just say hi to her when she walks by. It's funny. All right, guys, you have a good one. We'll see you tonight at 8:30 if you want to. Join us later for a pretty cool interview. Maybe Knox will be pounding on some grilled chicken.
Maybe I'll be there. Maybe I won't. All right. I guess we'll find out.
Probably not. See you guys.